Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. Welcome to my Studio C, and I have to say a welcome to my husband Jesse for coming back.
Hello.
There
Hello.
He is.
Hello.
Wow, since he's been here, Chrissy.
It's been about 8 programs since he's been on here, and he's in his favorite sweatshirt.
I like
he
my
loves
favorite sweatshirt because it doesn't make me sweat.
We call it the no sweat sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I like it.
Available at jdm.org. A
little plug. And he's
like
not
this
wearing
thing.
It to promote selling it, but it truly
I
is.
I just
don't
you know, wear this it. Thing. You know what I mean? It's a blessing of God.
Yeah, and we just came back from Switzerland, and that's why I wanted you here, so we can talk about this and just let people know how wonderful it was to be there with all the believers, the ministers that were there.
It was a blessing. Yeah.
And the church was so powerful. Zurich was amazing.
That's
well, to
so
me,
that,
it's one of the most beautiful countries you ever see in your life. The Swiss Alps. You know, we went up on them, and I was preaching, but we had it was like a half a day or something.
Well, after morning service, we went to lunch up on the mountain.
On the mountain.
So we had like 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half there.
And I've never been in a gondola.
That's beautiful.
I don't know if you have been in a gondola.
You know, a gondola is what they called it, but when I think of a gondola, I think of the one in
That's what I was thinking, but it wasn't like the kind that goes up the mountain.
It was an enclosed ski lift kind of thing.
You could put 50 people in
that. They called it a gondola.
But it was beautiful, and when we got up there, the Swiss Alps is so majestic.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, when I say majestic, and so, and people were snowboarding and skiing like crazy and all kinds. I've never snowboarded. I've never skied. I've never even water skied, and I've been around water most of my adult life. But what I loved about it, you know, I was just standing, and y'all were talking to Pastor Peter and Vivian. It was such a blessing, you know. And the Lord spoke to me, and I'm looking, I'm just amazed at this topography. Is that how you say that word? Just the mountain.
The landscape.
And the Lord said, I'm good, huh, Jesse? I said, oh, Lord, you are good. I said, evolution is not that good. This is something to see.
Yeah.
And it was in a town called Laax.
L-A-A-X.
L-A-A-X. Something like that.
Two A's together is hard for a Cajun
to pronounce. Yeah, but it was wonderful.
Especially with the X on the end.
And
it was so beautiful.
We did 5, 6 services, I think.
Well, we first started out in Zurich. Actually, we flew in on a Friday night. I think we had there really late. So Saturday that day, we got an opportunity to go to lunch with the pastors, Pastor Peter and Vivian Haslett. And they were so precious to
wonderful
take us around.
People.
We spent about 2 hours in the city just to get to know it a
little bit. They call it Old Zurich.
Old Zurich.
It was such a blessing.
Old church.
Yeah.
And we had
a
great lunch.
And it was
I
amazing.
I think we got photos we could share
I would freak out, Chris, when we go to lunch because all the menus are in German. See, Switzerland is kind of strange in that one part is German, one part is French.
Yes.
Some in English. I mean, you got to know how to speak. Well, I think
and Italy's
the lady
nearby,
said she knew
so
four
some speak Italian. Yeah.
That the custom people say we know four languages just for our country.
We
you
were
know?
Impressed.
It's a melting pot over there. Wow.
When I say a melting pot, it was something. So we couldn't read any of the menus. I mean, I'm going, oh, God, what is this? You know, the words would be this long and everything. So we just had to trust God. But the food was good.
And the fellowship was so good. And the powerful service we had on Sunday morning.
Goodness.
That was
and
so
Zoe,
amazing.
And you know what I love? People said, well, Switzerland's beautiful. What really made to me, I don't know about you, Kathy, but was the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Swiss are very nice people. And we had so many people coming in. Also did a European Faith Ministers Conference. They came from all kinds of countries.
All over Europe.
I mean, all over Europe coming
in
there.
That's a blessing.
The people were just so courteous and kind.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, that's what made the trip so wonderful for me.
Yeah, in fact, we posted some things on social media.
Amen.
Yes.
And we had quite a few comments. I wanted Chrissy to read one.
I have a great one. And it is just, it's so awesome to hear about your trip and how many people were touched.
Oh,
and then to read the comments. And thank you for sending them in. This is from Facebook. It said, had the pleasure of meeting you and Kathy last week at Zoe Center in Zurich. Traveled from the Czech Republic specifically for the service. And God was faithful. You prayed for me in the elevator. I still stand by what you prayed, believing in God for the breakthrough. Bless you. So they even got blessed going up and down in that elevator.
Well, you know,
that's
people,
awesome.
Yeah, people asked, one time I was at a funeral, you know, and I was standing by the casket, and this person was up there looking, and they said, and if it's in my brain, this comes out my mouth.
That's true.
And the person was dead, you know. They said,
oh, no.
They look good, huh? I said, no, they look dead to me, you know what I'm saying? And I said, that's not them, that's their earth suit.
Yeah.
And that's what they used in this atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking. And so right there at the casket, the person said, well, you know, I need prayer. I said, bow your head. She said, here?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, the guy in the casket is not going to hear us. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it true?
God said, you asked me to pray? I don't care if I'm in the elevator.
Right.
I don't care if he's sitting at a dinner table.
Praise
you
God.
Me to pray, we're going to pray.
That's right.
And it was just such a blessing. But back to those meetings, they were totally, completely unusual, each and every one of them.
Yeah.
And I had to preach to interpreters. And you know, what happens with different languages as compared to English, so you preach in sentences. You would say it like this. Go to jdm.org. And select meetings for our updated meeting schedule. And then you got to wait. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I would split the sentence, which English understands, but that language, no, it has to get to the end.
The full thought.
So I mean, so they kept going. I thought, did I say that much? Good Lord, I didn't think I said that much.
Yeah.
But Peter did it. Just such a marvelous job. And we had a wonderful friend, David Ellis. He was with us. He was on the
keyboard. He's so talented.
Oh, is he ever talented. Yeah. But we met a phenomenal lady named Cindy Black, right?
Yeah, she sings prophetic singer. Such a great voice. God. She would have loved that.
Yeah.
She lives in Atlanta, I think, and she's, I think, full-time ministry on traveling.
Yeah, I think she traveled with the Rhema singers for many years. Her husband pastored. He's in heaven today, but she's full-time in the ministry.
She was such a blessing.
Using her gifts for God. That's what I love about hearing about these trips, about how everybody's so unique in their gift that God's blessed them with, and that you're obedient to go. When they say, when the Lord says go, Brother Jesse, you go.
I go. Well, you know what I like about God when he created the human race? Just think if we've all looked alike. We would look like AI.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, robots, you know what I'm saying? That kind of. But he likes variety.
He does.
I mean, he gave you dark brown hair. Yeah. He gave Kathy any color hair she wants, but she doesn't.
No, no. Like, I started out with this color hair as a child.
There
I was
you go.
One of those toe-heads, white-headed kid. Then as
and
years
me,
got older.
God gave me no color, but it started changing. You know, my anointing got stronger and stronger, and it started going up into
it's
the roots of my hair.
It's your signature color. That's what it is.
It could be age.
Not even your eyebrows are white.
Yeah, I'm starting to look like Mr. Clean. I wish I had his body.
No, but
God.
He's bald-headed.
I don't care. I take his body.
But
we want you with hair, boss. You look great with the hair.
We have. It was just a glorious time. But the thing, I'm telling you, you ever heard of Swiss chocolate?
Oh, yes.
We had how much chocolate?
Miss Kathy's
too much chocolate. Too much everywhere. Chocolate. And it was delicious. But we brought some of it home, not just in a bag.
You ate a bunch
souvenir.
Of it. You brought it on your hips. And
but
you,
me?
I can't,
no, you.
No, I did. But I mean, the thing I couldn't get over, we had a basket in our room.
Wow.
Thank you, Peter and Vivian. I mean, some of the fruit, chocolate. Chocolate. And like an idiot, I went down there and bought a pack of M&M's peanuts.
Sometimes you just like the classics.
Let me mix all this up, you know. It was just such a blessing of the Lord. And my favorite statement was, do you speak English?
Yes.
you know, some would say a little bit, others would say, oh, yes, you know. But the Lord came down, showed up and showed out. And on the last night, I wanted to pray for the anointing of increase. And let me have your hand, Kathy. I did this. Let me have your hand, Chrissy. What I did, I said, I want everybody to hold hands. And I went in the middle of the meeting area right there. And I said, we're going to start praying and believing God.
Yes.
And I'm going to release this anointing of increase. All of a sudden, the lady that I'm holding, she started falling out. And man, I'm doing everything I can to hold on to it. She's falling on the floor. Another one.
The power
that anointing of God hit that place, and he just went inside each and every one of them.
That's right.
It was a wonderful time.
Now, the Sunday service was advertised and promoted in our magazine, but the conference that we went to was a private by invitation because the space was limited.
Right.
But, so while we were there,
it was streamlined, I think. Oh, stream, what do you call it?
I don't know.
Richard Ford told him, a good friend, he said he saw some of it. So that was a blessing.
Well, we didn't know that at the time. Otherwise, we would have promoted that online. But it was so powerful to have those 3 days with all those pastors and leaders. And we met people from Nice, this woman from Nice, France. So unforgettable. She wore a big hat to every service.
Brought her own tea.
She was flamboyant. She brought joy into the room. She was there. You would have loved her.
I love that.
They pastored that church how many
years? I don't know how many years. I think maybe 40 years now. Her daughter and son-in-law passed to the church there. We've got invitations from places all over Europe.
Over
we met a couple from Lithuania. They were so precious.
Lebanon.
Beirut, Lebanon, and all of invitations from everywhere. We have to trust God to guide our schedule because we could go forever. We love the idea of doing that, but we got to trust the Lord on directing our schedule.
Every person I like, and we met a lot of people, I liked them. You know what I'm saying? They were always so courteous and kind. You could tell each and every one of them loved the Lord.
Yes.
And they had a destiny and a destination, and they really enjoyed. They looked at me, and I'll never forget what they said. They said, "Boy, you preach a level that's high." Well, and I said, "Thank you." But you make us. I mean, you don't blink on nothing. Well, I live by the word of the Lord God. In other words, if I'm going to be saved, I'm going to live by what this says, and I don't complicate it. You know, the word of God's not complicated. Religion is. Mm-hmm. It's a theological wilderness religion, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a garden of weeds, you know.
Yes.
Which, well, you know, if you pull a weed out, you can pull something good out of it, out the same patch, you know.
Yeah.
But these people, the Lord said, you can preach what I call deep things if you want, you know. And I
right.
used humor, but I mean, I used the Word of God, and it was just such a blessing. And I kept noticing how these people, they were like a vacuum cleaner. They
yeah.
were just sucking up the Word of God. And you know what? And they were going home with it to preach it.
Yes. Yeah.
And to minister. And I preached several different things. And is that the first time you would actually interpret it?
For a full message, yes.
yes.
I've been
wow.
interpreted for a greeting, like if I go
right.
with you to a place and I said a few words. But this was my whole message.
And you did a good job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
I had
sure
an
awesome.
Excellent interpreter, though. She was a young woman, very
her name Priscilla?
I think so.
Yeah, beautiful lady. Uh-huh. But I mean, I got to tell you something. I really thought, I was watching both of them. Now, watch it. And Kathy Boyd, the anointing of God began to hit her. And I noticed, look in my eyes, I blinked. And all of a sudden, I looked at Priscilla. When Kathy's eyes would blink, she would blink. She's not looking at
yeah.
Kathy. The anointing just transferred.
Beautiful.
Kathy's anointing transferred on her. And I noticed, I mean, both eyes, yeah, what's the odds of that happening? I mean,
that's
you know,
the anointing.
I mean, he was doing, I said, look at this. And but you see, she would hear it in English, translated in German. And back and forth and things of that nature. It was wonderful to see how God was just blessing and
yes.
how he was just coming out. And I got to thinking, you know, he does that all the time.
Mm.
He's hearing all these languages of people praying and God
is
just
is that
going,
not amazing?
Going like, and woo, it's just going
and
out.
And it's awesome to know, too, that you have all these different languages, different cultures, different
yeah.
backgrounds, but God, the power of God has no limits, no boundaries.
That's right.
In every language. It's just so present and tangible and real. And people can have it in meetings, or they can
right.
have it in church, or they can have it wherever you're sitting in your car, your couch, wherever you're listening to this, it's tangible for you.
And the thing that I don't know is, I don't know if this happened to you. They had they call it the Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think of a Beamer, we think of a BMW
yeah,
car, you
Beamer.
Know? But the Beamer to them is a screen on the wall where
a projector.
You put a projector where you put
it
the words.
It projects a beam, so it makes sense.
So watch this. They had the words in German, and the songs now, and the words in English.
Yes.
So they would start out in German, and then they would sing in English. Then they go back to German. Now watch this. As long as they were singing in English, as long as the English translation was there, I mean, I remembered the song. I would sing along with them. Even though I knew the song, I didn't need to know the words because
yes.
I knew it. But the minute they start singing in German and take the words off the Beamer, off the projector, I'm hearing the German language. I couldn't sing the song. I could hum it. But the minute the English words would come out, I'd go back and forth. And I thought, now, why is that like that, you know? It was just amazing. But then I began to watch several. It happened to them, too. They would go into English. They'd click over in the German and go back to English. And I could see there was a hesitation
mind.
There.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways you had to change the disc, I guess you could say, whatever it was.
Well,
whatever.
I did.
Program real quick.
What made it easier for me was I'd just go into tongues. When they'd be yeah. singing in the German... And I couldn't understand. I could just go with the melody and just still worship
beautiful.
The Lord in my heart. But it was beautiful. We enjoyed every part, every moment of being there.
Oh, it was a blessing.
Totally unforgettable.
Mm-hmm.
And the country is beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go to Switzerland, it is a gorgeous place. We asked the question, and I kind of laughed. I said, you know, in World War II, man, Hitler was just destroying everything he could in Europe. I said, well, why didn't he take over Switzerland, because I mean, it's right there. You know what they said? Mm-hmm. He needed a place where he could store his money.
Wow.
But all the stuff he was stealing, you know,
oh
all the
my
artwork,
gosh.
It was all in Switzerland. I mean,
well, the pastor said it was on his list.
Oh, it was on his list.
But
he had to get everybody else first and all that kind of stuff.
But he was
and
stopped.
We walked down and we saw Credit Suisse and UBS and doing the downtown.
We had the opportunity to walk through a chocolate factory. You would love
you would
to
not
that.
Believe this. I've never seen so much chocolate.
Not a factory, but a store that
yeah.
Lindt.
Oh, I cannot
oh, the
explain.
Lindt chocolate store.
Yes, so
I'm telling you, I could
I
not
know
explain.
Them well.
I couldn't explain how much chocolate was in there.
So beautiful. Too.
I mean, and that place was crowded with people.
And so I remember the one that you pointed out that you liked the best was you love chocolate with peanuts.
Well, almonds,
and so,
chocolate almonds.
No,
and
you said both. There,
I like
they
it,
gave
I
you one that was in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
They sent it to you. It's
wow.
in the shape of a
in
heart.
In a heart. And I ate that
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
I did. Not in one setting.
Oh, well,
but I would
close.
Take it. I'd come in and take a bite here and there. But it was about this big, you know, like a heart, you know. And so I'd take a bite. I thought, oh, man, this stuff is good. You know, and I'm not a big sweet eater, you know. But
he
I
says
tell you
that,
what,
but he's always looking for a bite.
I take a bite of it, you know.
But you know, when we go to the restaurant, Chrissy, he's always, after the meal, he says, doesn't anybody want dessert? Let's just,
oh,
let's
that's
just
exactly
get one.
How you do
he
it.
He does that all the time.
And yeah, people go, so I said, well, get 4 spoons or 6 spoons. Well, I'll take a bite of something.
He just likes that little bite. That's it.
I don't eat the whole thing yet. Now, Kathy, when she eat ice cream,
that's what's I know.
If it's at night, if the light's out, here. I said, Kathy, that's the bottom
she knows
of
what
the
she
cup.
Wants.
We're not talking about ice cream.
There ain't no more in there, man.
What about chocolate ice cream? What about combined? No,
oh,
butter
yeah,
pecan.
I've seen you eat chocolate ice cream.
Only if I have to.
She's a Haagen-Dazs butter pecan.
Oh, right. Come on. That
oh,
sounds...
I'll tell you one
don't
thing.
Talk about
if,
it.
Yeah, I tell you what, before I met her, I mean, but, you know, when I first saw her, if I'd have gave her a pint of Haagen-Dazs butter pecan, she'd have married me that day.
I'm telling you.
Kathy likes butter pecan.
Any tips to the men out there?
Well, actually, our first date, if you remember,
I asked,
would you like anything else? Because we had went to a nice meal, and I said, well, I'd like some ice cream, and you said where, and I told him where to go, and so he said, well, how much would you like? Have you heard this story before?
No, I haven't.
Listen to this, man. This blow your way.
I said, I'll take a quart. And it was a soft serve ice cream place.
That's bigger than a liter.
A quart. And so they served it in pints and quarts.
A quart.
I'll take a quart.
Oh, yes.
It was a soft serve golden vanilla. Ooh. And so he says, a quart? I said, you heard me. Go get it. So he went and got it. That's like my Cinderella story. The shoe fit, basically. So
Kathy ate that whole quart of ice cream.
Good job, boss. That was a good call.
Two things I know my wife really likes, and that's ice cream. And the other is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ooh.
11 herbs and spices, the original recipe.
Just the legs.
Yeah,
just
she likes the legs. What time we were on
diets?
That sounds
good.
What is it called? Atkins, you know, where you eat nothing but
torture.
It's torture. Oh. So we stopped at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and she said, yes,
you don't have to tell everything.
I got to tell her. She said, I want four
legs.
How do
we go to Switzerland to the chicken legs?
She said, I want four legs. So I walked up there.
Because all I was eating was the meat.
Yeah,
there's not
the
much meat on a leg.
So watch this. You got everybody look at me. Look at me. So Kathy, all I saw was her face in the box. She's done like the box, you know, the lid of the box is right here. She's just eating. And she ain't over. And all of a sudden she looks up. And then all that barbecue sauce, whatever it is.
All sauce, it's just the grease.
The grease.
Chicken fat.
She says, I want some more. Go get some more. So I got up, and that person that was waiting said, boy, that little woman eat a lot, doesn't she?
The reason she said that, instead of just ordering the chicken, more chicken, he said, my wife wants more chicken.
Yeah.
Why was that important to
and
say?
She was
and so,
hungry.
Boy, she eats a lot, huh?
And it was just amazing.
I love that.
And you know, while we were in
Switzerland, it's the overflow. It's the increase.
That's why it makes sense. Well,
and then I remember the time we went to Australia and we missed American food and we saw a Kentucky Fried Chicken sign.
It's like
and so
heaven.
I said, let's go in and get some. And so, but it wasn't the same. I love Australia, but the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Australia is not the same as in the U.S. So because I told Jesse, they don't have 11 herbs and spices. I think they have about 6.
That don't work.
Only 6, and so something was missing. I don't know what it was.
But I've learned something about Switzerland. They charge you for everything.
Uh-huh.
So they asked me if I wanted some ketchup. You know, I said, I like ketchup with my fry. Uh-huh. 80 cents a pack.
Really?
You know, the little paper packs?
Oh.
You don't get a bottle. 80
it's
cents
like
a pack.
It's like a little, you got to squeeze
thought,
every
you gotta
bit out.
You got to be kidding me. 80 cents a pack? Oh, yeah. That's the way it is, you know. And I thought, oh, okay. And of course, Peter, there he lives in Zurich. He said, they charge you for everything in Switzerland. I said, well, that's okay. That's uh-huh. fine. They were just, it was a wonderful time of good fun.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of work to do.
Oh, yes.
But my God, when we got into those meetings, it's just the Holy Ghost just flowing in there.
Yes.
Just, you know, anointing everyone.
People were so hungry. They were listening. We were able to pray with them. And
oh,
but it was so powerful to see what God was doing. And not only that, but to connect with people who watch our social media platforms.
All over the world.
And they say one lady, in fact, the lady with the hat that I tell you about, she says, every morning I do put on my makeup while watching you guys.
And
it was so
how
funny the way she said that.
That.
So, and others were saying how they regularly watch. I remember one young man we met said that it really was what he needed when COVID went on. This when he found this in 2020, and he's been watching every day since then. But I love the way that God has been using the ministry in so many ways to help people to realize they can really have a glorious life.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what this program's all about. We call it glorious living because when Jesus came, he came that we can have
Amen.
A good life. He says, I came that you might have and enjoy life to the full till it overflows. And that's what God wants for us. And that's why it's wonderful to connect with people from all over the world that are understanding the Bible. And not only that, you know, there were maybe about 110 pastors in there, but those pastors represented congregations, just one congregation. I know that we...
Thousands.
Or have thousands in their
That's
church
right.
that you
I mean,
talk
it was amazing.
To
so,
that they want you to go to their
oh,
church
yeah, they
somewhere
to come
in
back.
They
were hinting like crazy when we were closing our boy, you want to come back next year? Well, I got to look at all this, you know, because I have a lot to do. I said, I'll come back when I can. And, you know, when I go to meetings, a lot of people don't realize this. What they couldn't get over, Chris, is I don't charge.
Of course.
I pay all my own expenses. And you know why we do that? Our faithful financial partners who help us.
That's so true.
You know,
it's
I mean, I want to tell you, so everybody that was saved, everybody that was touched or ministered to or healed or learned some great deeper things in the scripture, our partners get that benefit from that. It's a blessing of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do that, you know, and God is so good. Of course, they received an offering for us, and that was a blessing. And they wanted to know how much, one person, well, how much you spent, because I flew my own plane, the jet, and all that. I said, oh, I don't want to tell you that because I'd have to kill you. You know, it's very expensive. So do you know God just took care of that? Partners, thank you.
He always does.
And I hope you don't mind me saying that
in
your glorious program.
Thank you.
And if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. Well, how do you do that? Just go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit a donate button. You can use PayPal if you want, or you can text to give, or you can do what Kathy does. You like the JDM app.
I love the app.
Those
it's
kind
wonderful.
Of things. Now, if you want to be just at the plan, you can just mail in a check, an old-fashioned donation. I still do all that. But we did that. And that's what we do. And God is so good and gracious. And I mean, it's just truly amazing what God does. And because we ask the Lord for every dollar given, please give us a soul into the kingdom.
And it's
a
happening.
Person ministered to and touched by God, whatever.
Right. Whether they're ministered to through the different platforms.
That's right.
Television broadcasts, which we are broadcasting on TV all over the world. Printed magazine, all kind of other spiritual resources for people, but also the travel meetings, which we go to, like we just came back from Switzerland, but we have plans to go other meetings that are happening. We're going all over the world again.
Oh, yeah.
But also the Visionary Conference, which is coming
up.
We're airing it out here before you know it. There's still time for you to make plans to be the Visionary Conference.
Can I announce it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Our Visionary 2024. It's going to be Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 12th. At 10 a.m. and 7 a.m., listen to this.
7 p.m.
7 p.m., excuse me. And registration and admission are free. We don't charge.
Always.
We receive an offering, and that's up to you if you want to give. If you don't, don't. If you do, do. And registration and admission are free. And it's at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. It's about 6 miles from the Armstrong International New Orleans Airport. If you want to know more about that, go to JDM.org. For all the details, I'm telling you, it's real easy. Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night. People come,
from other nations,
a couple
too.
Of days before, and they love to eat New Orleans things of that nature. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. And you know, people say, how can you do that without charging registration and admission? Partners.
Yep, that's right.
You see, we do that, and we don't waste your money. We preach. Yeah. We take your money and preach the gospel with it.
Always.
If I'm going to spend money. If I'm buying Kathy something on the road, I'm not using your money. Mm-mm. I'm using my money. What I buy her, because mine, not I don't
because
use ministry
money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. She don't know I got it, and she ain't getting it.
She always says sometimes.
He got that from somebody. He's been saying it ever since.
A lot of times, the other day,
I got he money. You know, he don't know I got
he money
because I need to buy gifts for him.
Sure,
or something.
And all
it's
that.
Fine. God
but
gets it to me.
A lot of times, I can tell when she wants to know. I mean, just out the blue, she'll go, how much money you got? I said, whoa, wait. I say, look in your purse. Leave my wallet alone.
That's just but a wife thing. You know, it's a wife thing. I do it all the time.
But it's not ministry money.
Well,
I buy this
not.
Woman something. Yeah. I earned it. It's mine.
Amen.
And I do that. We don't use your money foolishly because you don't want us to do that. You give it to God's work. And we reach people, change lives.
That's a sure.
One soul at a time.
And I just
and
love it.
And that's since 1976.
Wow.
Imagine.
48 years. Did you ever think we'd be preaching 48 years?
You know,
years?
At the time, I just took it a day at a time. No, I really didn't. 48 years.
Amazing.
I thought Jesus would have come before. Now,
she used to sing that song. You sing one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Now she goes, 1 year at a time. Now she's saying one decade at a time.
No.
We just keep going. And we reach people. We just minister to people.
Yes,
we love people. And you know, some people don't love us because they don't know us. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you knew us, you would, because all we do is preach this glorious gospel.
And I love sitting in the studio, in Studio C or wherever we are, talking about both of you, how you're hitting the ground running with the gospel, going to different countries. And as Team JDM, I know we missed you guys while you were away, but hearing the reports is always important. And it encourages, I know it encourages me and all of the team when you talk about the souls being saved and lives being transformed and touched, and then addressing the partners. It's so meaningful because we're working every single
day
so that Jesus can come back.
Let me tell you something, Chris, and a lot of people don't realize that. This is completely almost unbelievable. If it wouldn't happen to us, I don't know if I'd believe it. From January 2020 to the end of February 2024, you ready for this? Over 67 million people on social media has contacted us. That's unbelievable to me. And we're working 24/7 the service that constantly to do all the different things. And we will not slow down. People say, when you're going to retire? We ain't got time for that, son.
That's right.
There's jobs to be
done.
A
lot of that is Spanish.
Yes.
Because we translate we everything that we do in social media platforms into Spanish, right?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love it when we get our translation. I'll have our team that'll read the comments in Spanish and they'll translate it for us. So, I mean, the largest part of our comments and everything, those engagements and people that you talked about are English speaking, but a large part of, and it's a growing number of them are the Spanish people. So if you know somebody that speaks Spanish and they need ministry, send them that link. Let them know that they can hear all these anointed messages in Spanish.
We have our YouTube playlist where it's just, you know, Jesse Duplantis, Ministerios Jesse Duplantis. See, I knew that word.
I'm a follower, so I get to see it. And even though I can't speak Spanish, there's a little button right there that I could hit translate, and I could see it translated in English.
It's amazing. And also the JDM app that we mentioned before, it's completely free, and it has all the Spanish content. Easy to find right there at your fingertips. And when you're traveling on the go, you can hear the Word of God with JDM.
I love that. And all of that's made possible, again, by our ministry partners. So thank you, partners,
for
being a part of that.
We do a lot of free stuff. You know, and we enjoy that. I mean, it's a blessing
good
of the Lord.
It's free to everybody, but it's not free.
Oh, it's not free to us.
We have to pay for those things.
Yes.
And our team works together, all the hours we put in to make sure that happens.
That's right.
But we want to be a blessing, and it's having such a great impact on people
really
all over the world.
We spend millions. Now, I wish it was a million, but it's millions a month preaching this glorious gospel.
Yes.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So thank you for all that you do, and we will not disappoint you. We will reach people and change lives one soul at a time. Partner, I got your back, and I know you got our back.
I
will tell you, the people in Switzerland, we're going to come back as soon as we can. There's so many other places asking us to come. But, you know, I've preached in all 50 states. In the United
That's unbelievable.
States.
Yeah,
you
know, meetings. And if anybody wants to go to any meetings, you can go to our jdm.org and select meetings, and you can see our updated meeting schedule. Of course, we publish it in the magazine as well. There's a list.
Yes.
That's just usually like 2 months ahead, but you go there and make sure you come to the meetings, because there's something that's special that happens when you're in a service, whether
amazing.
It's here at the JDM International Headquarters, because we just had the Glorious Conference, which was
so
beautiful.
I'm still on a high from the Glorious Conference.
And then
that
we have our already plans are underway for the Visionary Conference, which we just gave the dates. It's in July. But we go to meetings throughout the week other states in the U.S.
You see, when you're watching this, I think the next day I'm going to be in Tulsa. I'm not sure.
On Good Friday.
On Good Friday, I'll be in Tulsa and all that kind of stuff. Then I got to be back here
for Easter
to preach for Easter.
It's
going to be a great Sunday here. You'll be able to watch that on our platforms, of course, on the online.
Mm-hmm. But to the wonderful
Sunday.
Swiss people who have been so kind, and all those other countries, Lithuania, I mean, everything you could think of. Was
Czech Republic.
Ministered
in an elevator.
It was truly amazing.
Yeah.
And wonderful people. Yes, the country is beautiful. You ever get a chance to go. But the people are prettier. They're better.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a blessing. So
Precious
I'm glad
Spirit.
You got to come with me and enjoy
I
some
too.
Of that.
And I'm
glad put you to work.
You sure did. They didn't ask for me, but I always come with you when you do international meetings.
And I told,
so he put me to work.
I said, Kathy's going to do some day services and stuff like that.
I did.
And it was wonderful. It was a blessing.
I enjoyed that. I'm thankful that you got to come here today for Glorious Living.
Me
Wasn't it great
too.
To have him back,
it's
Chrissy?
It's always so great to have you, boss. You bring such a light and a joy.
You know how I got here?
How?
I was walking down the hall and Kathy grabbed me and said, I need you for Glorious. I said, okay.
Yes. We had a little plan going on.
Well, you know, we like to have you.
You mean I was ambushed?
You're in here all the time, whether you know it or not. There's always a picture. Look, you're right
there.
So we have Jesse in there right over my head right here. right there.
Oh, so if you're not physically here, you're here in
spirit.
Yeah,
you have your adult picture and then the baby pictures right
baby
next to
Baby boss
right
and
there.
Grown-up boss.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a blessing.
But we like it when you can be here in person, so thank you so much for coming, because I really wanted to chat about our Switzerland trip.
Amen.
Because it was so special and so
yes.
wonderful.
I love hearing about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that all of you have enjoyed hearing about it as well. And then thank you, Jesse. I know you're going to be back.
I'm going to be back.
Yeah, we'll make sure of it.
I promise.
That's right. And thank you for being here today for another Glorious Living. I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.